What do you call an outlet for a fireplace on the street?
Standpipe, or hydrant, or standpipe?
Or what?
Standpipe.
Are they the same thing?
No, a standpipe is what's in a building that you connect the hose to pump water up into it.
Oh, okay. But out on the street?
Yeah, it would be hydrant, yeah.
And are all of those green and yellow here?
No, they're different colors depending on what type of pressure they have in them.
Really?
Yeah, the green ones are the ones that are in best conditions. And yellows are the ones that the nozzles are all basically, I think, what? Red? Green? Well, whatever color. Anyhow, it's the color of the thing that you screw off that counts. And the red ones are ones that are poor and that you probably have to use extra pressure with.
Do you have a general term for the tallest and largest buildings in town?
You mean skyscrapers?
Would you call them that here?
Yeah.
Okay. How about if they were tall apartment buildings?
I think we still call them skyscrapers.
Have you heard high-rise?
Or high-rise, yeah. That's, yeah.
All right, is high-rise limited to apartment buildings?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
What do you call a plot of land in the city where, say, a building's been torn down and it's just
a vacant lot?
Where might you get a drink of water in a public building?
The water fountain.
What are those small cars with only two bucket seats or one bench?
Sports cars.
Okay. How about the old ones from the 30s and 40s that had a rumble seat?
Model T's, I don't know.
Okay.
Roadsters.
Have you heard of a coupe?
A coupe, yeah.
What is a coupe?
I thought it was a car generally with two seats, sort of sporty looking.
Okay. What would you call a regular sized car that has just two doors on it?
Sedan.
Would you specify two doors to me?
Yeah.
How about if it had four doors?
Four door sedan.
Okay. Do you know any expressions for large and pretentious cars?
No.
Have you heard hog?
Yeah, I've heard it, but never used it.
All right.
As a matter of fact, usually a Buick Electra 225, I think, is a hog.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of pimp
wheel? No, but that's a good one.
Okay. What do you call
I've heard some along those lines, but not necessarily a large pretentious car, more of a car that's flashy or something like that. You'd be called a pussy wagon.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you call a car that whose top comes down?
Convertible.
Okay. How about the other car that has a big back in it, no trunk, but back where you put eight kids in the
room? Oh, station wagon.
What are the two major types of small delivery trucks?
Van and pickup, I guess.
Okay. Is a van called anything else? Well, what's the difference between a van and a panel truck?
Oh, panel truck would be... I don't even think they really make panel trucks anymore.
Oh, maybe not.
A panel truck, generally, ones that I always saw, generally looked like a pickup truck, except it was an enclosed back.
Right.
A van is square, has the cab over engine type.
Oh, and a panel bed truck has a separate cab?
Well, they wouldn't be necessarily separate. It was just that they, I don't know, they would look like a pickup truck, except it would be enclosed in the back.
All right.
In other words, the engine would be out in front of the passenger compartment.
Okay, what might you take to the airport that's provided by hotels or the airport itself? A vehicle to get you there?
Oh, I can't think of the word.
Limousine?
Yeah. There's another word, too. I guess limousine, yeah.
And what's the major form of public transportation
here? Here, buses.
What is the thing on the front of your car, the control panel?
Dashboard?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what do you call the little place over on the right side that has a latch on it?
Glove compartment. Glove compartment.
What do you call the stretchy thing you might wrap around several things to keep them together?
Rubber band.
Mm-hmm. And the thing you might keep pieces of paper together this way?
A gym clip or a paper clip.
Where do you keep your spare tire?
In the trunk.
What do you push down to make your car go faster?
An accelerator or the gas pedal.
If you don't have automatic transmission, what do you have to shift?
Gear shift.
If you're driving in a parking lot of an apartment complex or something like that, every once in a while there might be a little rise in asphalt to make you slow down?
Speed breaker.
Can you tell me some different kinds of fire trucks?
Pumper, a hook and ladder, engine, rescue vehicle.
Ever heard of a snorkel truck?
Snorkel, yeah.
That's different from a pumper?
Oh, yeah.
What does a snorkel do?
Snorkel has a bucket on it, usually high-powered hose, which can rise up 20, 30 feet over fire.
Okay. And this other thing you mentioned,
pumper.
Emergency?
Emergency vehicle.
Yeah, now what's the function of that?
It's...